to the left side, hits the ground, and it's going to go out about the 1 yard line, out of bounds. So we'll see where Rogersville is going to start off here. I believe they'll start at the 20-yard line. So 1 second left on the clock here in the first quarter. Actually, illegal procedure is what they called on the Zizzers. That's their first penalty of the ball game. And Rogersville will get to start off at the 35-yard line, their own 35-yard line. And Zook is in the shotgun with five receivers again. Throws it out here to the right, and right away, Will Stoffer drops the receiver and going to lose a couple of yards on the play. At the end of one, 13-0, Zizzers lead it. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
You won't get stuck between a rock and a hard place with a new Kubota utility vehicle from Edgler & Hartford Farm Equipment. Get special financing offers during their year-end sales event, like 0% APR for 60 months on the RTV X1100 cab model, or 1.99% APR for 48 months on the Kubota Sidekick. You know you want one, so come get one during the year-end sales event at Edgler & Hartford Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Now through December 31st, 2024. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Scissor football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium as we get ready to start the second quarter play. Zizzers lead at 13-0. Rogersville will have the football, second and 12, at their own 33-yard line as Will Stoffer dropped the wild receiver for a 2-yard loss. And here comes the Wildcat. So Manzook's going to start off in the shotgun. Clark in the backfield. And four receivers. Three on the left side, one on the right for the Wildcat. And he's looking to throw. Throws it down deep. And it's caught. And Jackson Taylor can't catch him. Touchdown. And that is Muncy. Oh, Muncy that time. We have to figure that one up, folks. We're talking 33, so that'd be 17. That's a 67-yard touchdown pass. That's Munzik to Muncy. Extra point is good. It's 13-7. Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock, well, I think I jinxed it with my previous comment. Proudly serving Northern Arkansas and Southern Missouri with your we might get a turbo clock comment.
Products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Rogersville has just scored on a 67-yard touchdown pass from Munzik to Muncy. Kick was good, and it's 13-7. Zizzers now lead Rogersville. So Rogersville will be kicking off here. And it's going to be going to go out of bounds, I believe. And so Zizzers should get good field position here. Ball games in progress. Nixa leads Ozark 21-0. Joplin leads Kickapoo 7-0. Those are in the first quarter. Camdenton trails Elias Catholic 7-0 first quarter. Lebanon trails Capital 57-6 in the first quarter. Branson leads Glendale 14-0. Republic leads the Hillcrest 21-0, both in the first quarter. Carthage leads Neosho 7-0. All right. Zizzers will start off at their own 35-yard line, first and 10. Jones will be under center. Wilson in the backfield. They're going to give it to Wilson on that left side and going to pick up a couple of yards before he's brought down. And this, folks, this Rogersville team is a much improved team than what the Zizzers saw about a month ago. Pick up a 3 on the play. Second down and 7 for the Zizzers at their own 38-yard line. And the Rogersville Wildcats are playing here kind of possessed here in the first part. Isaiah Jones on the right side gets tripped up, but he puts his head down, still going. We got a flag. That's probably going to be a hold. It's either a hold or a block in the back. This one's going to come back. It's a hold on the Zizzers. So Isaiah Jones ran, he was close for a first down, but it's going to come back. They said the hold took place at the 45-yard line of the Zizzers. So now it's going to bring up second and 10 as the ball will be spotted back at the 35-yard line. So second and 10 for the Zizzers. They break the huddle. Jones in the shotgun. Wilson in the backfield. And three receivers, two on the right, one on the left. And Jones is going to throw it. And he hit. Who is that? Ethan Miller, I believe. Ethan Miller, he hit him in the hands, but Miller dropped it. Going to bring up a third down and 10. Miller was running that slant route. Jones hit him right in the numbers, right in the hands, and Miller just dropped it. Third and 10 for the Zizzers. 10:43 to go here in the first half. Zizzers up 13-7. Jones under center looking to throw the ball, and he's got Ethan Miller, and it's a first down. Miller all the way out to the 45 of Rogersville, and that is a Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers at the Wildcat 45-yard line. Miller makes up for the drop pass. Hanging on to that one and taking it all the way to the 45 of the Wildcats. First and 10, Zizzer. Jones under center. Wilson in the backfield. Four receivers, two on each side. And they're going to throw it. It's Jacob Moore on the right side. Moore, and he is gone, folks. Jacob Moore is gone for the touchdown. Jacob Moore, 45-yard touchdown for the Zizzers. So 10:05 to go here in the first half, and it was Jones to Jacob Moore on that 45-yard touchdown pass. And the Zizzers will go for the extra point here. Chase Larson lines up to kick it. And it is good. Zizzers lead it 20-7. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Scissor Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. 10:05 to go here in the first half, and the Zizzers just scored. Isaiah Jones on a 45-yard touchdown pass to Jacob Moore. Parsons kick good. The Zizzers up 20-7. And Larson having a little bit of trouble with the football staying on the tee. It is just a little bit breezy here at Zizzer Stadium. But here we go. Larson to kick it off. Line drive down, and it's going to go into the end zone. So Rogersville will start off first and 10 from their own 20-yard line here. Zizzers up by 13. So it'll be the Wildcat offense coming onto the field. And so Manzook will be in that in the shotgun. He's got three receivers, going to hand it off on a sweep around the right side. Zizzer's in pursuit over there. It's going to be Lucas White, and he's going to lose a yard on the play. So now it's going to bring second and 11. Ball sitting at the 19 of the Wildcat. Once again, empty backfield. Munzik in the shotgun. Five receivers. Looking to throw. And he'll throw across the middle. It's complete. And that's going to be a first down. Hale on the catch. And that'll be a first down for the Wildcat. That's their third first down of the ball game so far. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 32-yard line with 9:42 and counting to go here in the first half. Once again, empty. And Munzik, he's going to throw it and overthrows his receiver. Going to bring up second down. The snap was pretty low. Munzik got it off the bounce. And Zizzers were they were closing in quick. And Munzik that time just threw it over his receiver's head. Second and 10 for the Wildcats at their own 32-yard line. Once again, five receivers, Munzik in the shotgun. He's looking to throw back, and now he throws across the middle, and it is, well, it's caught. Zizzers didn't have him. Now a couple of missed tackles finally. Going to be brought down by Warren Lawson at the 39-yard line of the Wildcat. Actually, they're going to say the 38. Going to bring up a third down now. Third and 4 for the Wildcat. And looks like they're going to go empty backfield once again with Munzik in the shotgun and five receivers. Here we go, third down and 4 for the Wildcat. He's looking to throw again. The Zizzer's in pursuit, and he's running for his life. Now he throws it back, and it's caught. And it's a first down for Rogersville out to the 44-yard line. That was Hale that time on the catch. Another first down for Rogersville, and the Zizzer defense having some problems right now. Rogersville picking them up, picking them apart, I should say. in the passing game. Here they go with five receivers again. Munt again the shotgun. Zizzer's only rushing three. Now he's going to throw it long, and Jackson Taylor knocks it away. Going to bring up a second and 10 for the Wildcats at their own 44-yard line. And right now, it kind of looks like that Rogersville has decided they're just going with the passing game. Once again, five receivers. Second and 10. Munzik in the shotgun. Ball is at the Wildcat 44-yard line. Zizzers are only rushing three. Now they bring a late blitz, and it's caught across the middle. And now, first down once again for Rogersville, and that is Hale once again. And he's all the way inside the 40-yard line, down to the 36. Will Stopper on the stop. And right now, Zizzer's got to get some pressure on that quarterback. And also, the secondary is going to have to start picking up all these receivers, because Rogersville is getting wide open underneath that secondary. Here we go again with the five receivers. Munzik's going to throw, brings it out here to the left side. Hale once again, and he breaks two tackles. Finally, Alex Judd brings him down about the 23-yard line, and that's going to be another first down. This Zizzer defense is not the Zizzer defense we've been used to seeing here over the last 3 weeks. Here we go again. First and 10 at the Zizzer 23-yard line. Munzik's going to roll right. He'll throw the football, and incomplete. Well, I tell you what, folks, if Isaiah Jones hadn't laid a lick on the receiver, he jarred that ball loose out of his hand, it would have been another first down for Rogersville. Going to bring up second down now, second and 10 from the Zizzer 23-yard line. Here they go. Munzik in the shotgun. Five receivers. And they will stay in this until the Zizzers show them that they can stop them in it. Munzik in that shotgun. He's looking. And he's going to throw across the middle. He's got a receiver and goes out of bounds about the 7-yard line. That is another first down for Rogersville. And Munzik just got that ball away before he got hit by a Zizzer defender. And, folks, like I said, Rogersville very much improved since the Zizzers played them last time right here on this field and beat them 41-7. Rogersville is not afraid of the Zizzers one bit. It's first and goal for Rogersville at the Zizzers 8-yard line. And this time, they're going to run the football inside the 5 football. I thought they might have come loose, but they're going to say no, or fumble on the play. But Rogersville retains the football inside the 5, down to about the 3-yard line. So it's going to be second and goal for the Wildcats at the Zizzer 3-yard line. That time, they ran the football. Right now, Rogersville's offense is having their way with the Zizzer defense. Here we go. In the shotgun, they're going to run it and drop for a loss at about the 2-yard line. I should say a 1-yard gain. Isaiah Jones on the tackle for the Zizzers. And they've been bringing in the quarterback, Westerling, number 15. And he's in there again in the shotgun with three backs in the backfield to block for him. And around the left side. And they're going to say no, down at the 1. going to be third down and goal. Third and goal from the Zizzer 1 yard line. Jackson Taylor on the tackle for the Zizzers. It's fourth and goal at the 1 yard line for the Wildcats. Can the Zizzers get a stop here on fourth and one? Fourth and goal from the one, I should say. Up under center is Rogersville. And now we've got a timeout, Rogersville. And they had a different quarterback in this time. Sam Freeze was in that time. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hey, West Plains, it's football season, and Taylor Gruval Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains is having a tailgate party. Taylor has new Chevrolets and GMC trucks with up to $12,000 off MSRP. It's only at Taylor Gruval Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
Taylor Gruval Chevrolet in West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 5:58 to go here in the first half. The Zizzers lead 20-7, but Rogersville has it fourth and goal from the Zizzer 1 yard line. And this time it's going to be, who's the quarterback going to be this time? They've got four people in the backfield. And this is going to be Westerling, and he'll take it, and he's in. Westerling on the 1 yard touchdown run. And just like that, Rogersville is back within seven, getting ready to kick the extra point. How important. Well, here we go. And the kick is blocked this time. So the kick's blocked. 20-13 is your score. Zizzers with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hey, football fans, score some savings with Pizza Inn of West Plains back-to-school special. Get their all-you-can-eat buffet for just $9.99. All-you-can-eat pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert for just $9.99. Add a soda or tea for just $1. And it's all day, every day. The $9.99 back-to-school special, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry in to Pizza Inn of West Plains. 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 8, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 5:53 to go in the first half. And Zizzers lead it 20-13. Extra point kick was blocked by Alex Judd. So Rogersville will be kicking off from their own 40-yard line. And the Zizzers, they've got enough time on that clock to get it down there and stick it in the end zone. They've done it before. So let's see if the offense can get cranking up here. Rogersville, a much improved ball club here tonight on both offense and defense, but especially on offense. This is going to have to figure out a way to shut them down. There's the kick. And it's going to be taken at the 2 yard line. Coming out there is Remy Wilson. Wilson is out to, looks like, the 25-yard line. The Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. 5:45 to go here in the first half. The Zizzers leading 20-13. So let's see if the Zizzers can get this offense in gear. Here we go. First and 10, Zizzers at their own 25. Jones is under center, going to hand it off. Going to be Remy Wilson. He's fighting out across the 30. He's still fighting. finally they blow the whistle. He's out about the 32, 33-yard line. Pickup of about 8, looks like. Going to be 2nd and 2 for the Zizzers. Wilson will come out. Jackson Taylor into the ball game now. See what the Zizzers do on 2nd and 2 from their own 33-yard line. Jones under center. Cropper and Taylor in the backfield. Going to give it to Taylor. Taylor trying to get outside, lowers his head. He's going to be close to the first down. I think he's going to be short. Yep. He said he made it to the 34. Going to bring it 3rd and 1 for the Zizzers. Clock running at 4:38 and counting to go here in the first half. Remember, the Zizzers get the football to start the third quarter. So that's good. Zizzers need to go down here and score, then come out in the beginning of the third quarter and score again and get a little bit of a cushion in the ball game. And all of a sudden, Zizzers want a timeout. 4:18 to go. Zizzers lead it 20-13 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection checked, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Service.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 4:18 to go here in the first half. Zizzer's up 20-13. They've got the football. It's going to be a 3rd and 1 for the Zizzers at their own 34-yard line. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll have the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Stay tuned for that. All right, here comes the Zizzer offense on the field. 3rd and 1. Jones is in the shotgun. Now Wilson in the backfield with Jones still in that shotgun. And Jones going to take it himself. And he just lowers his head. Now he's going around the left side. Jones is all the way down before he's knocked out of bounds. Inside the 50-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him out at the Wildcat 44-yard line. Isaiah Jones with another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers here. 1st and 10 from the Wildcat 44-yard line. 4:09 to go here in the first half. Now Jones will be in the shotgun with Wilson in the backfield. 4 receivers. They're going to throw it out to the right. Jackson Taylor with it. He'll get down to about the 40-yard line. Going to pick up 4 yards on the play. Going to bring up a 2nd and 6 for the Zizzers. Going to be 2nd and 6 for the Zizzers at the Wildcat 40-yard line. Coming up here at the half, we'll run down what scores we have around Southern Missouri in the halftime show. Jones under center this time. Cropper and Wilson are in the backfield. 2nd and 6 for the Zizzers. Wilson on that left side. Wilson, and he's going to be close to the first down. I think he's got it, but I'm not sure. And Isaiah Jones gets up, limping just a little bit with that right ankle, looks like. They're going to eyeball it here. And they're going to say it's 3rd down. So 3rd and about 0.5 yards for the Zizzers here. Ball is sitting at the 34.5-yard line of the Wildcats. 2:54 and counting in the first half. Here we go. Jones under center. Hopper and Wilson once again in the backfield. Two receivers, one on each side. Wilson this time, and I don't think Remy got this one. Well, he might have. Looks like they might give him a half yard there. And they're going to say fourth down. So it is fourth down. Fourth down and about a half a yard. And Isaiah Jones is limping. He was rubbing his right knee, folks. But he's a trooper. He'll get back out there. They got to hurry up. Play clock is down to 7. Zizzer's got to go in a hurry on fourth and a half a yard. Snap it and go. Jones does, and he's got the first down and more. He's down to about the 31. That is an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. First and 10 at the Wildcat 31-yard line. A minute 49 to go in the half. And they're winding the clock. Zizzers got to get going here. They got to go 31 yards to score. Clock is down to 1:37 and counting. Jones in the shotgun. Wilson in the backfield. And Jones is looking. He wants to throw. He's going long across the middle. Zizzer receiver falls down. Jacob Moore fell down, and Rogersville intercepts it in the end zone. Rogersville will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. And I don't know. I guess Jacob Moore just got tangled up in his own feet and fell down. And that left the Wildcat defender all alone to intercept it in the end zone. So now Rogersville will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line with a minute 23 to go. And the way they've showed they can throw the football here in the first half, I don't put it past them to possibly tie this ball game up. Zizzer defense is going to have to get it in gear here. Munzik is in that shotgun with 5 receivers once again. Throws it across the middle, short, and it's dropped that time. Going to bring up 2nd and 10 with a minute 18 to go here in the first half. 2nd and 10. Zizzers are rushing 3. Everybody else is dropping back. But still, the receiver that time, Lucas White, he was open. Munzik now in the shotgun with 5 receivers. And now Zizzers are in pursuit. Dallas Roberts, and now they're going to throw it back, and it is caught. Caught at the 29-yard line, short of a first down. Dallas Roberts was in pursuit, and he just couldn't catch the quarterback. It was like 1-2 steps behind him. So here we go, 3rd and 1. And Rogersville is going to go for it. Zizzers get some massive substitutions. And finally, I believe the Zizzers may call timeout. And they do. So timeout, 46 seconds to go and a half. Zizzers lead at 20-13. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah. For
yeah, it's closer than I expected.
Regarding tuition, your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It's going to be 3rd down and half a yard for Rogersville with 46 seconds to go in the half. Zizzer's up by 7. Munzik in that shotgun back in the backfield, trying to get the Zizzers to jump off sides, and they're not moving. Now he's in the shotgun with the back in the backfield. That'd be Clark. They'll give it to Clark. He's got the first down and more. He's around the right side, still on his feet, across the 50, all the way down, I believe, to the 46-yard line of the Zizzers with 37 seconds to go in the half. Rogersville, expect them to take a few shots down the field here. First and 10. Munzik in the shotgun with five receivers. Zizzers have shown they cannot stop Rogersville with this five-receiver offensive set here. And Rogersville staying with it. Now Munzik rolls out. Now he's going to throw it. It's tipped. Dallas Roberts got a hand on it. Good thing, because if not, Rogersville was had that wide-open receiver right there. Going to bring up second and 10. At the Zizzer 46-yard line with 19 seconds to go in the half. Let's see if the Zizzers can... They need a defensive stand here, because the Zizzers will get the football to start the third quarter. Once again, five receivers. Munzik in that shotgun. They'll stay in that until the Zizzers can show that they can beat them, and that... Good lick that time. Isaiah Jones hit the Wildcat receiver right as he caught the ball, and Jones hit him. Receiver is still down as Jones jarred that ball loose. And the receiver is still down on the field. Folks, I mean Isaiah Jones put a lick on him there. Don't know who the receiver is that's down. 14 seconds to go in the half with the Zizzers up 20-13, and it's going to be third and 10 for the Wildcats at the Zizzer 46-yard line. So coaching staff is out to check on their receiver that's down. Teams go to the sidelines and take a knee. Don't forget, coming up, we have your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show. We'll run down the scoring in the ball game. Plus, also, we'll run down scoring from around Southern Missouri in district semifinal football action here tonight around Southern Missouri. And the receiver's up. He's going to walk off under his own power. Probably just had the wind knocked out of him. But it's going to be third and 10 for the Wildcats at the Zizzer 46-yard line with 14 seconds to go in the half. And Rogersville has been finding those open areas in the Zizzer secondary. And then the Zizzers haven't done a very good job of tackling after Rogersville catches the football. Here we go. Munzik rolling out to the left. He's going to throw it, and that one's going to be incomplete. As Munzik threw that one, he threw that one a little bit behind the receiver. Brings up fourth and 10 with 8 seconds to go in the half. Fourth down and 10 for the Wildcats at the Zizzer 46-yard line. So the Wildcats will go for it. Five receivers. Munzik will be in the shotgun. 8 seconds to go in the half. And the Zizzers shut them down here. Well, now they've got Clark in the backfield with Munzik. Four receivers. Munzik in the shotgun looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it himself, and he's going to throw it. He's got a receiver over there. Goes out of bounds with 2 seconds to go. And he's close to the first down. He's close. They're eyeballing it to see, and they're going to say first down. He stepped out right at the first down marker. So it's going to be first and 10 at the Zizzer 36-yard line for Rogersville with 2 seconds to go in the half. Here we go. Zizzer's going to have to shut them down here so they can go in the half with the lead. And now, new quarterback into the ball game. And that is going to be Fraze. Fraze looking to throw. He's going to throw to the right, and that's the end of the first half. With the score, 20-13, Zizzers leading the Rogersville Wildcats. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Strain.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 20-13, Zizzer's lead, Rogersville. At the half, it is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, a West Plains halftime show. Let's get the scoring down for you. Minute 27 to go, first quarter. Jones to Jacob Moore on a 6-yard touchdown pass. Larson's kick was good. Zizzer's up 7-0. 1 second to go in the first quarter. Jones on a 21-yard touchdown pass. Jackson Taylor, 2-point conversion was no good. Zizzer's led it 13-0 at the end of one. Second quarter, 11:51 to go. Munzik to Muncy on a 67-yard touchdown pass. The kick was good. It's 13-7. Zizzer's with the lead. 10:05 to go in the second quarter. Jones to Moore on a 45-yard touchdown pass. Larson's kick was good. West Plains up 20-7. 5:53 to go here in the first half. Westerling on a 1-yard touchdown run. A kick was blocked by Alex Cudd for the extra point. So Zizzer's lead it here at the half, 20-13. Zizzer defense is going to have to play better in this ball game, folks. Rogersville has gone to the quarterback in the shotgun and 5 receivers, and the Zizzers have not shown one time here in the first half that they can stop the Wildcats in that formation. And so Rogersville is sticking with it, and you can't blame them. I mean, after all, if it's working, you stay with it. But anyway, 20-13 is your score, and the Zizzers with 8 first downs in the first half. Rogersville had 10. Zizzers penalized for two times, and Rogersville penalized for 1, and 2 fumbles by Rogersville and 1 by the Zizzers. 20-13 is your score, and it is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. When we come back, we'll run down scoring around Southern Missouri. 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal, get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection, too.
Talk to Russ Rawls on how he and his partners will continue a tradition of care at Twin Lakes Orthopedics.
I want the community to know that we're here to serve their orthopedic needs as best we can. We're trying to provide a local private practice group that's going to give them good care, treat them like family, and for the most part, the care they've been expecting at this location they're going to continue to get is just going to be with myself, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Franklin.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Don Franklin at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection check, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The year-end sales event is going on now at Edgelearn Harper Farm Equipment. Get the Kubota L2502 compact tractor for just $322 per month, or the Kubota L3302 compact tractor for just $385 per month, both with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Plus, get great tractor package deals, too, during the year-end sales event going on now at Edgelearn Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. Now through December 31st, 2024, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howe County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean Duggan's Group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service.
Roger that.
Satisfied customers and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hey, football fans, score some savings with Pizza Inn of West Plains back-to-school special. Get their all-you-can-eat buffet for just $9.99. All-you-can-eat pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert for just $9.99. Add a soda or tea for just $1. And it's all day, every day. The $9.99 back-to-school special, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry in to Pizza Inn of West Plains. 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 8, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. The Zizzers lead Rogersville 20 to 13 here at the half. This is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains halftime show. And let's run down some scores around Southern Missouri. Nixa leads Ozark 28-0 second quarter. Joplin and Kickapoo tied up 7-7 second quarter. Elias Catholic leading Camdenton 14-0 second quarter. Lebanon now leads Capital City 13-7 in the second quarter. Branson leads Glendale 28-8 second quarter. Republic over Hillcrest 21-0. The last score was in the first quarter. Carthage and Neosho tied up 14-14 second quarter. Webb City leads Green Valley 7-2 in the second quarter. No score at Bolivar and Carl Junction yet. And let's see who else we have here. Stratford leading St. James 14-6 second quarter. No score on the Mountain Grove-Mount Vernon ball game. Seneca leads Aurora 12-0 second quarter. East Newton over Forsyth 14-10 second quarter. Fair leads Mountain Grove 20-14 in the second quarter. That is a shocker, folks. 20-14, Fair leading Fair Grove. Fair Grove is considered the number one team in the state of Missouri. Liberty leads Houston 6-0 in the second quarter. And let's see. No score from Stockton and Lamar so far. So that's what's going on right now with the ball games here being played tonight. Once again, the Zizzers lead it 20-13 over the Rogersville Wildcats. Zizzers will get the football to start the third quarter. Well, folks, it's almost here. It's almost time. Basketball season's almost here. As a matter of fact, the West Plains Lady Zizzers will kick off their season, and I believe that they're going to have a jamboree. Now, that jamboree for the Lady Zizzers will be at Donovan on November the 19th. That's a Tuesday night. They will kick off their season at Rolla, Missouri in the Bluefish Shootout at Rolla High School on November the 22nd. That's a Friday night. The Lady Zizzers will take on St. James in their first ball game. That one's set for 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, November the 22nd. Zizzer boys will have their jamboree on the 19th as well. It'll be at Norwood. Then they will kick off their season on the 23rd. They'll be in Bunker at the Bunker Shootout, taking on Waynesville in that ball game there. So that's just around the corner, folks. Just around the corner is the basketball season. Of course, you can hear Lady Zizzer and Zizzer boys basketball on 100.9 The Train. All right. Once again, 20-13 is our score, and we want to tell you the folks bringing you the ball game tonight: Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Fair, Elizabeth Corey and Smith Excavating, Edgeland and Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Simmons Bank, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy, Zizzer Zone, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic, excuse me, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, J&J Recovery of West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedic, Mount Home, West Plains, and Toyota of West Plains. Your boosters for the ball game tonight: Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Mayfield Auto Repair, Independent Insurance Solutions, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Richards Brothers Speed, and Edward Jones Agent Mark Duffy, all of West Plains, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, West Plains and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. That's the folks bringing you the ball game here tonight: the Zizzers and the Rogersville Wildcats. Zizzers lead at the half 20-13. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains Halftime Show on 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come.
You just want me to play them?
Passionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical
Equipment. Pretty heavy, does it look like?
Focused on your health.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal, get a pair of jeans. Because why pay?
Was that one at halftime?
Farm Supply, we have
Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a box store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a box store.
Dr. McConnell shares his goals for Twin Lakes Orthopedics.
You know, the big goal is just to keep providing good care. I think we do a pretty good job of trying to get people in quickly. People that have had an injury that we don't want them to have to wait 2 and 3 weeks to be seen for. Quality care in an expedient fashion.
What was Thayer's record going into that game?
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Don Franklin at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system and freeze protection checked, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
You won't get stuck between a rock and a hard place with a new Kubota utility vehicle from EdgeLearn Harper Farm Equipment. Get special financing offers during their year-end sales event, like 0% APR for 60 months on the RTV X1100 cab model, or 1.99% APR for 48 months on the Kubota Sidekick. You know you want one, so come get one during the year-end sales event at EdgeLearn Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Now through December 31st, 2024. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains. the number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your
Roger
school
that.
Or select pride designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Scissor football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium as we get ready to start the third quarter of play. And the Scissors will get the football as Rogersville will be kicking off. Scissors lead it 20-13. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment and West Plains halftime show. And the winner of the ball game tonight between Rogersville and West Plains will play the winner of the ball game between Carl Junction and Bolivar. Now, if the Zizzers win tonight, they will host the district championship game next Friday night here at Zizzer Stadium. If Rogersville wins the ball game tonight, then they will be traveling to either Bolivar or Carl Junction next Friday night for the district championship. All right, Rogersville to kick it off. Line drive down, taken at the 21-yard line. And Zizzers bring it out across the 30. And I believe that's Warren Lawson bringing it back. And I was going to put it at the 32 or 33. Which will it be? They're walking around, and finally, they're going to set it down 33. Zizzers will have it first and 10. At their own 33-yard line. Jones in the shotgun. Wilson in the backfield. Wilson running it across that right side. Going to get out to about the 35, maybe the 36. So that's going to be a pickup of about 3. Second down and 7 for the Zizzers at their own 36-yard line. Zizzers need to score, but they also need to run as much clock as they can to keep that Rogersville offense off the field. Jones under center, Wilson in the backfield, 3 receivers, and it's going on across that left side this time, out across the 40. Remy Wilson. Wilson. Looks like they're going to spot him at the 40. Going to bring up a 3rd down and 3 for the Zizzers at their own 40-yard line. Jackson Taylor will come out. Luke Cropper comes back in for the Zizzers. Looking at a 3rd and 3 from the Zizzer 40-yard line. Zizzers with the football. Jones in the shotgun. And it's Wilson. Nope. I believe it's going to be Jones. And he may have the first down, folks. He's going to be close. He's at the 43. And it is a first down. So Zizzers get the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down. And they will keep the football. First and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Actually, it's just over the 43-yard line. Jones under center. He's looking to throw. He's going to throw it out, and he overthrows Jake Moore out on the right side. Going to bring up second and 10 for the Zizzers. And Moore that time was open, had a couple of steps on the Wildcat defender. Jones just threw it over his head. Going to bring up second and 10 now for the Zizzers at their own 43-yard line. They lead it 20-13 here with 10-12 to go in the third quarter. Jones under center. Cropper and Jackson Taylor in the backfield. They're going to pitch it to Taylor on the left side. Jackson Taylor, and he is tackled at the 45-yard line. And right now, folks, I'll be honest, Rogersville's defense is more physical, and their offense is executing better than the Zizzers in this ball game. Pickup of two that time, going to bring up third down and 8 for the Zizzers, and Jackson Taylor is not running the football as good as he's been doing in the past. Rogersville is keying on Remy Wilson and Jackson Taylor. Jones in the shotgun, he's looking. Throws across the middle. He's got Taylor. He's trying to make it. He gets the first down before he's pushed out of bounds on the far side. And that's another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. So Zizzers will have its first and 10 at the Wildcat 38-yard line. Zizzers come to the line of scrimmage, first and 10. Jones under center, going to give it to Wilson. Wilson, and he might get a yard. That's about it. And for some reason, both Wilson and Taylor are running to the line of scrimmage, and instead of going ahead and hitting the defense, they're holding up, and the defense then is driving them back. No gain on the play. Going to be second and 10 for the Zizzers. They're at the Wildcat 38-yard line. Jones in the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself. Cuts it up inside now. And he's going to get out to about the 30. He might be inside. Nope, they're going to mark him at the 30-yard line. Going to bring up a third down and 2 for the Zizzers. 8:30 and counting to go here in the third quarter with the Zizzers up by 7. So it's going to bring up third down and 2 for the Zizzers at the Wildcat 30-yard line. Rogersville playing a lot better than they did about 5 weeks ago when the Zizzers beat them 41-7. Rogersville, this is a very improved ball club. And Jones did not get the first down, folks. He was dropped at the 30-yard line. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up fourth down and 2. And Rogersville has come out here in the third quarter, and they are pumped up. And the Zizzers going to have to figure out how to pick up 2 yards here for a first down. Fourth and 2, the ball's at the Wildcat 30. Zizzers need the first down here. Jones will be under center. Jackson Taylor in the backfield. And that time, flag is thrown as Rogersville jumped offside. Jones that time with the hard count. And so that'll give the Zizzers another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down in the ball game. So Zizzers now have it. First and 10 at the Wildcat 25-yard line. Coming up on 7 minutes and counting to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers up by 7. Here we go. Jones in the shotgun. Wilson in the backfield. 3 receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Jones going to pitch it. Remy Wilson cuts up inside, ran into Jacob Moore, and he's only going to pick up a yard on the play. Moore was trying to block for him, but was in the way, and Remy ran into him, and that held him up. Otherwise, he'd have picked up a few more yards there. They're actually going to give him 2 yards on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd and 8 from the Wildcat 23-yard line. 6:20 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Jones up under center. Wilson in the backfield. Receiver on each side. And he's going to have to throw in a hurry, and he's got Erickson this time. Erickson trying to tightrope down the sideline. Couldn't do it. And finally steps out of bounds at the 12-yard line. And that will be another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. And they're now in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. Jackson Taylor comes in. Remy Wilson comes out. The Zizzers have it 1st and 10 at the Wildcat 12-yard line. 6:01 to go, third quarter. Jones under center. Cropper and Taylor in the backfield. Two receivers to the left. They're going to pitch it, and Taylor is going to take it on the left side, cuts up inside, and is going to get driven back by 2 Rogersville defenders. But they're going to say he got inside the 10. Looks like to the 9-yard line. It's going to bring up a 2nd down now. So 2nd and 7. Ball sitting at the 9-yard line of the Wildcats. Jones under center. Going to give it to Wilson this time. Cuts up inside. Wilson's down to about the 5-yard line. Going to bring up a 3rd down now. 3rd and 3, I do believe. The Zizzers can pick up a 1st down without scoring. Ball sitting at the Wildcat 5-yard line. 4:55 and counting to go here in the third quarter. The Zizzers with a 7-point lead. Trying to make it more. All right, Jones is going to come in the shotgun this time, and Wilson in the backfield. 3 receivers. Now Wilson goes in motion, and now West Plains is going to call a timeout. 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers lead at 20-13, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back, Zizzer Stadium. 4:35 to go, third quarter. And the Zizzers leading 20-13 over the Rogersville Wildcats. Zizzers are looking at a 3rd down and 3 from the Wildcat 5-yard line. And let's see what we can find out about that there Fair Grove ball game. Fair Grove now leads Thayer 21-20 in the third quarter. So keep an eye on that one. That one's being played up at Fair Grove. Here's the Zizzers, 3rd and 3 from the Wildcat 5-yard line. Jones under center. Wilson in the backfield. And now Wilson on the left side cuts up inside. He's in. Touchdown Zizzers. 5-yard touchdown run. Remy Wilson, and the Zizzers have gone up by 2 scores now. And the Zizzers accomplished something also. It was just 4:31 left on the clock here in the third quarter, so they ran a lot of clock that time. Kick is up, and it's good by Chase Larson. Zizzers lead at 27-13. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Did you get us switched over to shelter insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See shelter insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium as the Zizzers score on a Remy Wilson 5-yard touchdown run, and Chase Larson's extra point kick is good. Zizzers lead it 27-13 with 4:31 to go here in the third quarter. Now the Zizzers defense will be on the field. Let's see if they've got any answers for this Rogersville Wildcat offense that has been picking the Zizzer defense apart here. Larson will kick it, and he puts it high, going to be taken about the 12-yard line. Here they come, bringing it up, and he's going to make it out to about the 27, 28, 29-yard line. And it'll be Rogersville football, first and 10, at their own 29-yard line. Carter Cunningham on the tackle for the Zizzers. So here we go. And it will be Freeze in at quarterback. And he's got Clark in the backfield. Zizzers hitting at the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him the 30-yard line, so they're going to say he picked up a yard on the play. Alex Judd, also Jacob Moore in on the tackle. Second and nine for the Wildcats at their own 30-yard line. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers up by 14. Winner will play the winner of the Carl Junction and Bolivar game. And Freeze is on the way, and Zizzers finally is going to throw it. And that should be, there's the flag. He wasn't outside the pocket. And a good job that time. Alex Judd. And who was the other one in there? Warren Lawson. Putting the pressure on the quarterback. That's Freeze. Let's see what the flag is. Now we've got a holding call on the Zizzers and intentional grounding on the Wildcat. So they'll offset, and it'll still be second down and 9 for the Wildcats at their own 30-yard line. And I believe this time it may be Munsick back there. No, it's Freeze back there again. And pass is complete out to the 38-yard line. And that is White on the reception. Third down and a half yard for the Wildcat. Third and a half yard. Ball is at the 38-and-a-half-yard line. Zizzer defense needs to get a stop right here with 3 minutes to go in the ball game. And they're going to throw it out, and there's the first down. And Zizzers knock them out of bounds over there on the far side. But not before the Wildcats pick up the first down. That's their first down of the second half. Vaughn on the catch. Warren Lawson knocks him out of bounds at the 41-yard line. It'll be Wildcat football, first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Once again, Freeze will be the quarterback, and it's snap passing. Now he's going to have to run for his life. Zizzers are in pursuit. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be caught. It is caught for a first down at the 35-yard line of the Zizzers. That was like a lame duck throw, but the receiver, he dove, had to come back for it and dove, and he got it. They said he caught it. First and 10 for the Wildcats at the Zizzer 35. Freeze throws it out to the right, got his receiver over there, and he's getting loose down the sideline. Touchdown, Rogersville. Hill on the 35-yard touchdown pass from Freeze. And Rogersville, just like that, is within one score of the Zizzers with 2:27 to go. Kick is up. It's blocked again by the Zizzers, so the kick is no good. Zizzers lead it 27-19. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Jackson Hunter. Yep, Jackson, the 6'3", 250-pound junior, was the one who blocked that extra point attempt. And it was no good. And so Zizzers lead now 27-19, 2:27 to go third quarter. And the Wildcats getting ready to kick off from their own 40-yard line. Last time Zizzers had the football, they had it for over 8 minutes. And Rogersville scored in about a little over 2 minutes. It's a short kick, going to bounce, and Zizzers going to fall on it at the 30-yard line. Erickson fell on it. So the Zizzers will have it first and 10. And I believe they're going to mark it at the 31. Yes, they're going to mark it at the Zizzer 31-yard line. First and 10. 25 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers on top. Let's see what the Zizzer offense can do here. Jones under center. Going to hand it off. Coming around the right side is Remy Wilson. Wilson across the 40. And he's going to be out about the 41. It's close to a first down. See where they mark it. And it is a first down. And Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers at their sixth first down here in the second half. First and 10 from their own 41-yard line. Jones under center. Jackson goes in motion. Jackson Taylor. He'll get around the left side. He's out to around the 50-yard line. And pick up that time, about 8 yards. Going to bring up second and 2 for the Zizzers at the 50-yard line. Minute 40 and counting to go, third quarter. Zizzers come to the line of scrimmage. Jones under center. Same setup. This time it's Wilson. and I believe Jones carried it that time. Isaiah Jones keeps it. Gets it down to the 45. Another first down. Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. That moves the chains, and that keeps the clock running here. And the Zizzers get four new downs. First and 10. I'll go ahead and say from the 45 of the Wildcats. Jones under center. Wilson on the right side, cuts up inside. Wilson once again cuts back, and they got a hold of his jersey. Finally, they're going to bring him down about the 24-yard line. That's going to be another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine first down for the Zizzers. Remy Wilson that time gets it down to the 24, the Wildcats. 51 seconds and counting to go third quarter. The Zizzers have a first and 10 at the Wildcat 24-yard line. Zizzers will break the huddle. Jones under center. Cropper in the backfield. Taylor goes in motion. Jackson Taylor on the left side. He's down close to another first down inside the 15-yard line. And that's the Zizzers in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and their red zone. Going to mark it at the 15, going to be second and one for the Zizzers. 12 seconds and counting to go here in the third quarter. The Zizzers don't have to snap the football. 4 seconds, three, two, one. They're not going to get it off. I don't think, well, they're going to let them play it. Here comes Wilson on the right side. He's inside the 10. Wilson down to the 8-yard line at the end of the third quarter. Zizzers lead it 27-19, and we are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hey, West Plains, it's football season, and Taylor Gruvall Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains is having a tailgate party. Taylor has new Chevrolets and GMC trucks with up to $12,000 off MSRP. It's only at Taylor Gruvall Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
Taylor Gruvall Chevrolet in West Plains.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. Zizzer's lead at 27-19, and they'll have it first and goal from the 8-yard line, I do believe. First and goal, Zizzer's at the Wildcat 8-yard line. Here come the Zizzers out. Jones under center. And Taylor goes in motion. Taylor around the left side. And he's trying to get there, and he's in. Jackson Taylor scores on the 8-yard touchdown run. And the Zizzers now go up again. As Jackson Taylor runs it 8 yards for the touchdown. 11:53 to go here in the ball game. And now, Chase Larson kicks the extra point. It is good. And now the Zizzers lead it 34-19. We're back in 30 seconds. Listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection check, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers lead at 34-19. Jackson Taylor on a 8-yard touchdown run. Zizzers that time using a lot of counter runs to kind of throw off the Wildcats. We're able to get it down the field and stick it in the end zone. Chase Larson to kick it off. The foot into this one. And it's going to be taken at the 8-yard line. And here comes the Wildcats, and they're going to cut it back. And look out, just one person to beat, and that's Chase Larson. And I don't think they're going to catch him. Larson's not going to catch him, folks. It is a touchdown return, 92 yards that time. 92 yards from Gage Hale. The 92-yard kickoff return. And just like that, 34-25 is the score. And the Zizzers have not been very good with their kickoff defense, and they showed it right there. He took it at the 8-yard line, got through the line, and then he was able to outrun Chase Larson. Chase is not known for his speed, but Hale. And now, Freeze will line up. They're going for two. Freeze in the shotgun with five receivers. He'll throw it, and it is caught. Looked to me like he caught it out of bounds, but they're going to say he got it. Vaughn, wow. I would really like to see that one. Freeze on the 3-yard conversion to Vaughn. And now it's 34-27. Zizzer lead is down to 7. So the Zizzers will get the football back with 11:37 to go in the ball game. And this one, folks, I got a funny feeling it's going to be a shootout to the end. Zizzers are letting the Rogersville Wildcats stick around in this ball game, and that's not good. Rogersville has scored on some big plays. Zizzers just cannot put them away. And now, see if the Wildcats try another. Last time, they kind of pooch kicked it. And the Zizzers just fell on it at the 30-yard line. Let's see what they do this time. Wildcats may try an onside kick or a pooch once again. Let's see. Zizzers not very far back. And now we got a flag. I believe this is going to go against Rogersville. The play clock got down to 0. So that will back them up. That is the Wildcats' second penalty here in the second half, their third of the ball game. So now, Wildcats will kick it off from their own 35-yard line. And it's Nate Knowles will do the kicking for the Wildcats. We'll try it again. It's going to be one. It's taken. And that is Red Erickson. And he grabs it, falls to the ground at the 49-yard line. So the Zizzers will have it first and 10 at the Wildcat 49-yard line with 11:36 to go. in the ball game. Zizzers only up by 7. See what the Zizzer offense can come out here and do here. It'll be Jones up under center. And Wilson. Jones is going to keep it on that left side. Picks up a couple before he's driven backwards. He's down to about the 47. Pick up a couple of yards there. Going to bring up 2nd and 8 for the Zizzers at the 47-yard line of the Wildcat. So 2nd and 8. Clock running 11:10 to go and counting in the ball game. Zizzers up by 7. Jones, once again under center, hands it off. Jackson Taylor around the left side. Taylor gets away from one. Yeah, I believe he's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. Down to the 40. Going to bring up a 3rd and 1 for the Zizzers. 3rd and 1 for the Zizzers at the Wildcat 40-yard line. Jones will bring the play in from the sideline. The winner of this game tonight plays next Friday night for the Class 4 District 6 Championship. The Zizzers win. The game will be here at Zizzer Stadium. Jones under center. He's going to keep it himself. He's got the first down and more. Another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. Gets it down to the 37-yard line. And so now, 1st and 10 for the Zizzers. Jones under center. Cropper in the backfield. Taylor is coming around the left side. Jackson Taylor and keeps on his feet. Finally, he's going to go down. Ball was fumbled, I believe. Zizzers picked it up. And that's Jacob Moore. Picks it up. Gets knocked out of bounds. So Zizzers will keep the football. Down, I believe, about the 33. Going to bring up a 2nd down and, let's see, 2nd and 5 for the Zizzers. That's a Wildcat 33-yard line. Wildcats are getting smart. They've been grabbing the Zizzer runners around the feet and legs. And when you can wrap up like that, the runner can't go very far. Jones under center. He's going to pitch it. Remy Wilson on the left side. He's going to get knocked out of bounds. And he probably picked up a yard or two. So, Zizzers are going to come up here with a, going to be at the 32-yard line. It's going to be 3rd down and 4. Pickup of a yard that time. 3rd and 4 for the Zizzers at the Wildcat 32-yard line. 9:46 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 7. Jones under center. Now he's going to hand it off. Remy Wilson on that left side trying to get loose. He made it to the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up a 4th down. 4th and 2 for the Zizzers. And they've gone away from those counter plays now, and they're just lining up with a fullback and a running back in the backfield. 4th down and about 2.5 yards here. The ball's at the 30-yard line. So Zizzers got to pick up the 1st down here because Rogersville has shown that they can score in a hurry. Jones under center. Wilson, Remy Wilson, and he's going to be dropped. He didn't make it. They dropped him at the 31-yard line, and Rogersville is going to take over on downs. So Rogersville takes over 1st and 10, and I believe they're going to mark it at the Rogersville 31-yard line. So the Zizzard defense now is going to have to play some football. It's 8:57 to go in the ball game. The Zizzard's only up by 7. Big defensive stand right there for the Wildcats. They are in the shotgun. Freeze in the shotgun. 5 receivers. Zizzards have shown they cannot stop this offensive set. Freeze is looking, and they just sit down, and the receiver dropped the football. Incomplete. Going to bring up 2nd down and 10. That'll stop the clock at 8:53 to go in the ball game. But Rogersville is sending like 3 receivers deep, and then 2 are sitting down in the out about 5 to 10 yards. And whoop, that snap, and now we've got a flag on the play. Alex Judd's going to get called for roughing the passer because the snap was past the quarterback. He fell on the ball as Alex Judd was getting there, and they called this going to be on West Plains. And I don't agree with that one, folks. Alex Judd was just going for the ball. Ball was on the ground. But instead of looking at a 3rd down and long, we're talking 20 yards, they're helping the Wildcats. Bad call right there, very bad call. I don't know what the official was thinking right there, but ball is now out to the 33-yard line. The Wildcats are going to bring up 2nd and 8. And now, the official has blown his whistle. And apparently the Rogersville coach wants to have a chat with the official. He walked out on the field. So it's going to be, I guess, 2nd down and 8 for the Wildcats at their own 32-yard line. And they'll hand off upside, and dropped is Dallas Roberts, dropped the runner. Not before he picked up a yard to the 34-yard line. He's going to bring up 3rd down now. 3rd and 7 for the Wildcats at their own 34-yard line. Freeze is your quarterback for the Wildcats. Wildcats now. Once again in that 5-receiver set, Freeze in the shotgun. Zizzard defense, can they get a stop? And Freeze is going to throw it, and it is caught. And he didn't make the 1st down. Receiver running around over there, finally was brought down to 40-yard line. And that should bring up a 4th and 1. So White, Fernando Lopez, and Wildcats going with a quick, and they get Lopez, jumps off sides, and that gives them a 1st down. They were, Zizzers got the stop, stopped them 1 yard short, and on 4th and 1, Lopez a little bit too excited. As they draw them off on the hard count, and it's a 1st down for the Wildcats with 7:40 to go in the ball game, and the clock is running. 1st and 10. Ball is now at the 45-yard line of the Wildcats. Zizzard defense needs to get tough here. 5 receivers, Freeze in the shotgun. Freeze looking. He'll throw it. Got his receiver on the far side and out of bounds. And that is they're going to say, I thought he had the 1st down, but they said he was out of bounds in Zizzard territory at the 47-yard line. going to bring up second down and 2.5 for the Wildcats, and the clock has 7:14 to go in the ball game. The Zizzers up by 7. Here come the Wildcats. Second down, 2.5 to go for a first down. Freeze is in the shotgun. Got a back in the backfield with him. That's Muncie. Or Clark. No, that's Clark. And he's going to throw it long down the side. And that's incomplete. Down that left side, Jacob Moore back there along with Ethan Miller. Going to bring up third down now in 2.5. Ball is at the Zizzer 47-yard line. Third down and 2.5 to go for a first down. Here we go. Freeze in the shotgun. 5 receivers once again. He's looking. He'll throw it out here to the right side. And they've got the first down. Warren Lawson on the tackle. Hale gets it to the 44 of the Zizzers, and that's another first down. And right now, the Zizzer defense cannot stop the Rogersville Wildcat. And you know Rogersville goes down here and scores. They're going to go for 2 so they can take the lead. Freeze in the shotgun with 5 receivers again. Here we go. Zizzer's not getting any pressure on him. Now he throws it. And are they going to give him the interception? No. Jackson Taylor, he got in front of him, but he couldn't hang on to the ball as it hit the ground. Incomplete. 2nd and 10 for the Wildcats at the Zizzer 44. Wildcats are going quickly, trying to catch the Zizzer defense off guard here. Freeze is rolling out left. He's looking to throw, and that's going to be caught at the 40-yard line. Pick up a 4, going to bring up 3rd down and 6 for the Wildcats. Why are they marking it at the 39? He caught it at the 40. I don't know why the officials marked it at the 39, but now it's going to bring up 3rd and 5 instead of 3rd and 6. Anyway, Zizzer's got to get a stop here. 6:10 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzer's up by 7. Freeze is in that shotgun, and now he's on the left side going to run it himself out of bounds. And he's out right at the first down marker. I believe he got it. And Freeze has the first down. That is now the 5th first down here, the 2nd half, for Rogersville. They're 15th in the ball game. And the Zizzers have 19 first downs in the ballgame. 1st and 10 from the Zizzer 34-yard line. Freeze back to throw again. Cross the middle, got his receiver. That's another first down. And the Zizzer secondary is getting picked apart by the Wildcat. And the Zizzer secondary has been picked apart all night long. The only time there wasn't a completion was if the Wildcat receivers dropped the football, or the Zizzers hit them with a very hard hit right as they were catching the football and they dropped it. It should be 2nd down and 10. They're going to say 1st and 10, but here we go. He's back to throw it again in pursuit. They're going to throw it, and they're going to say incomplete. Jackson Taylor, he caught it, but they said he was out of bounds, so he doesn't get the pickoff. Maddox Hawkins was in hot pursuit of Sam Freeze. Freeze complaining to the official. I don't know why he's complaining. He's gotten off with several here tonight, including a very costly roughing the passer penalty earlier in this drive. 2nd and 10. Ball's at the Zizzer 21-yard line. Freeze looking to throw again. He's going for the end zone. Zizzers intercepted. Jacob Moore intercepts for the Zizzers. Zizzers come up with a big stop. 5:13 to go. 5:13 to go here in the ball game. The Zizzers will get the football, first and 10, at their own 20-yard line. Jacob Moore that time was right with the Wildcat receiver and then stepped right in front of him and caught that football. Jacob Moore, he's one of the Zizzer basketball players. And so he had got a little height out there, and he used it to his ability. All right, here comes the Zizzer offense, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Jones under center. And they're going to hand it off once again. And it is Jackson Taylor fighting, moving around. Going to get out to about the 25, 26-yard line. Going to be a pickup of six. Going to bring up second down and four for the Zizzers. And the clock running at 4:50 and counting with the Zizzers up by seven. Zizzers need to get out of here with a win tonight to play for the district championship next Friday night right here at Zizzer Stadium. If not, Rogersville will either be going to Bolivar or Carl Junction. Jones under center. Wilson in the backfield. Zizzers trying to run down some clock, but they got to keep getting first downs here. They give it to Wilson on the left side. Remy Wilson, he's got the first down and more. He just moved the Rogersville defender, gets across the 50-yard line. Now we got a flag thrown in, two flags thrown in. This should go against Rogersville. Wilson brought down at the 49-yard line of the Wildcat. It's a face mask on the Wildcat. Tack on some more yardage. Four 16 to go in the ball game. It's only a 5-yard penalty. You got a face mask, and it's only a 5-yard penalty. I find that hard to believe, but the Zizzers will have it first and 10 at the Wildcat 44-yard line. And the Zizzers want to do the best they can at running some clock here. 4 minutes to go in the ball game and counting. Now Jones will come from the sideline with the play. Zizzers need to get tough right here and just start pounding that football. Jones under center. Wilson in the backfield. Isaiah Jones going to pitch it. Here comes Wilson on the left side again. Wilson inside the 40, down about the 39, going to bring up a second down, and I believe we're going to have a timeout, Rogersville. Zizzers will have it second down and five from the Wildcat 39-yard line. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Freetree Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back, Zizzer Stadium. Well, in the fourth quarter, Fair Grove leads the Thayer Bobcats 27-20. That game being played at Fair Grove, that's in the fourth quarter. That one is a lot closer than a lot of people thought. Thayer did have the lead in that ball game. Liberty's beaten Houston 42-0. So now, Zizzer's coming out here. Looking at a second down and four, actually. They're going to mark that football at the 38-yard line of the Wildcat. So Zizzers with it, second and four. And it's starting to rain again here at Zizzer Stadium. Jones takes it. And he's got the first down, folks. Isaiah Jones with the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. And like I said, it is starting to rain again here at Zizzer Stadium with 3:20 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 7. Zizzers need to just keep moving, picking up first down. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the ball game and counting. Zizzers up by 7. Jones in the shotgun. And he'll get it. And Jones going to take it again himself down to the 29-yard line. That's going to bring up a 2nd and 9. Clock stops as Rogersville calls another timeout. So 2:50 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 34-27. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hey, football fans, score some savings with Pizza Inn of West Plains back-to-school special. Get their all-you-can-eat buffet for just $9.99. All-you-can-eat pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert for just $9.99. Add a soda or tea for just $1. And it's all day, every day. The $9.99 back-to-school special, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry in to Pizza Inn of West Plains. 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 8, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. And Rogersville has one more timeout left in the ball game. 2:50 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it 34-27 as the Wildcats took the timeout. It'll be 2nd down and 9 now for the Zizzers at the Wildcats 29-yard line. Zizzers just want to keep the football. They'd like nothing better than to run this clock out or score again. Jones under center. 2nd and 9. Going to give it off. On the left side is Jackson Taylor. He's down around the 25-yard line. And now Rogersville will call their final timeout of the ball game with the Zizzers looking at a 3rd down and 5 with 2:41 to go in the game. Let's run down some scores for you here that we have so far. Nixa beat Ozark 35-8. Joplin beat Kickapoo 21-7. Catholic leads Camdenton 38-17 fourth quarter. Lebanon beat Capital City 47-24. Branson leads Glendale 43-29 fourth quarter. Republic beat Hillcrest 54-27. That's a final. Carthage beat Neosho 35-14. Webb City has beaten Green Valley 21-9. And let's see. Mount Vernon leads Mount Grove 27-21 in the fourth quarter. And Liberty beat Houston 42-0. Fair Grove still leading Thayer 27-20 in the fourth quarter. That's the scores we have for you at the present time. Zizzers back on the field. Looking at a 3rd and 5 here with 2:41 to go in the ball game. Jones under center. He'll take it himself, pushing the pile down to around the 20. I think he's got the first down, folks. He's inside the 20. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. And also now they are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Red zone. Ball is down at the 18-yard line, I believe. 2:20 to go here in the ball game. The Zizzers up by 7, and they are in no hurry. They're letting that clock wind down. Got to line up and go in a hurry. Down to 1. And timeout being called by the Zizzers as they almost didn't get it called. The clock, play clock was down to 1. 2:01 to go in the ball game, 34-27. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Dr. McConnell, you love working with young athletes and getting them on their road to recovery. Yeah, there's a lot of injuries that occur, a lot of injuries that don't need surgery. Just setting expectations and trying to get people back and playing through injuries or getting them better from injuries, I think that's very satisfying. Quality care in an expedient fashion, we're trying very hard to be that.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Don Franklin at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 2:01 to go in the ballgame. The Zizzers will have it first and 10 at the Wildcat 18-yard line. The Zizzers lead it by 7. They can hold on to this lead. They will play for the district championship next Friday night right here at Zizzer Stadium. They'll play the winner of the Bolivar-Carl Junction ballgame. Jones is up under center, and he's going to take a knee as Rogersville is out of timeout, cannot stop the clock, and so it's going to keep running. Second down and 12 coming up. They'll move the ball back. Oh, I'll move it. Move it to the 19-yard line. I'm sorry, to the 20-yard line. Second and 12 with a minute 30 to go and counting to go in the ball game. Second down coming up. Zizzers in that victory formation. They're just going to run the clock out. They won't snap it until about 2 seconds to go. And now he takes another knee. Jones does. And he'll back up another 2 yards. Actually 1 yard. And now we're coming up on a minute to go. So the Zizzers will take a knee. It's third down now. Zizzers will run down the clock here and take a knee once again. And then they will probably run a play. I don't think they can run it out, but Jones in the victory formation again. He'll take the knee. He should have just backed up and then took the knee. But now, that's it. They don't have to snap it again. Zizzer's going to win it 34-27 over the Rogersville Wildcat here at Zizzer Stadium. And the Zizzers will play for the Class 4 District 6 Championship next Friday night here at Zizzer Stadium. All right, we'll take a break, and coming up in 30 seconds, we'll have your Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet Buick and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers have just defeated Rogersville 34-27. And it's time now for your post-game show, and it's brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick, and GMC of West Plains. In this one, in the first quarter, Zizzers got started with a minute 27 to go in the first quarter. Jones on a 6-yard touchdown pass to Jacob Moore. Larson's kick good. West Plains led it 7-0. 1 second to go in the first quarter. Jones on a 21-yard touchdown pass to Jackson Taylor. 2-point conversion, no good. Zizzers led it 13-0 at the end of one. 11:51 to go in the second quarter. Munsick to Muncy on a 67-yard touchdown pass. The kick good, and it was 13-7. Zizzers with the lead. 10:05 to go in the second quarter. Jones to Jacob Moore again on a 45-yard touchdown pass. Larson's kick was good. 20-7, Zizzers with the lead. 5:53 to go in the second quarter. Westerling on a 1-yard touchdown run. Kick was blocked by Alex Judd. And it was 20-13 at the half. Zizzers with the lead. 4:31 to go in the third quarter. Wilson on a 5-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick good. Zizzers back up 27-13. And 2:27 to go third quarter. Freeze to Hale on a 35-yard touchdown pass. The kick was no good. 27-19, Zizzers led it at the end of three. 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Taylor on an 8-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick good. It was 34-19. Zizzers with the lead. And 11:37 to go on the following kickoff. Hale took it 92 yards with the kickoff return for the touchdown. And Freeze, Freeze, 3-yard extra point, 2-point conversion to Vaughn was good. And that's your final, 34-27. Zizzers hold on to defeat a much-improved Rogersville Wildcat football team. But the Zizzers did not play their best on defense tonight. So they had a lot of trouble with the Rogersville passing game. But Zizzers come out with the victory, 34-27. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick, GMC of West Plains post-game show. And when we come back, we'll have your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Player of the Game. You're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers,
we How long do you want it?
Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. Post-game show brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains. And it's time for our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Player of the Game. And tonight, we're going to give it to the Zizzer offense here in this second half. They were running the football, eating up time off the clock, and they scored just enough to win here tonight. Zizzers win it 34-27, so your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Players of the Game will be the Zizzer offense. By the way, Zizzers tonight had, 21 first downs compared to Rogersville's 16. Rogersville had 4 penalties on the night. Zizzers had 4 penalties on the night as well. Rogersville fumbled the ball twice and threw an interception, and the Zizzers fumbled the football once. Zizzers win at 34-27. They will play next Friday night right here at Zizzer Stadium. They will take on the winner of the Carl Junction Bolivar ball game. And that will be for the Class 4 District 6 Championship next Friday night right here at Zizzer Stadium. As soon as we find out who won between Bolivar and Carl Junction, we'll let you know. So stay tuned next week. And the Zizzers will be back in action next Friday night right here playing for the Class 4 District 6 Championship. Pre-game next Friday night around 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Well, let's thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics, Mountain Home West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, J&J Recovery, Hurstfeed and Barn Supply, West Plains and Fair, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency, Zizzer Zone, Parkway Beauty Academy, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick, GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Corey and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Fair, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, and Westgate Realty, Sean Duggan in West Plains. Your boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Fair, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, West Plains and Fair, Edward Jones Agent Mark Duffy, Richards Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.